Queensland and the Northern Territory are on cyclone alert as two big weather events approach. Tropical cyclone Marcia is due to hit land near Yeppoon tomorrow morning. Cyclone Lam is also making its way towards Milangimbi in the Top End. Queenslanders are being told to prepare for the worst storms in 2 years. A US court has quashed a terrorism conviction against former Guantanamo Bay inmate David Hicks. Hicks pleaded guilty in 2007 to providing material support for terrorism as part of a plea bargain that reduced his sentence and allowed him to return to Australia. The board of Greyhound Racing New South Wales and its chief executive have agreed to step down after revelations of widespread live baiting in the industry. Their powers have been referred to an interim CEO, Paul Newsom, who's the head of the Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing. And thousands of people have attended vigils across Australia in support of Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran, who are on death row in Bali. Artist Ben Quilty, who's befriended the men, and broadcaster Alan Jones were among the speakers at the Sukumaran Family Church in Western Sydney.
One day I hope that I'll be having curry with Myron's family, with Myron Sukumaran at the table. That is my hope.
Why do we stand for mercy? We stand for mercy because we are all imperfect.
Alan Jones and Ben Quilty there. And Ukraine has withdrawn most of its troops now from the embattled town of Debaltseve in the country's east after days of fierce fighting. The strategic town has been under siege by pro-Russian separatists despite an agreed ceasefire.